Hi there. The word for you today is on making yourself look good. We talked about it yesterday. In James 3 verse 2 we read, if we could control our tongues. When you're upset, it's tempting to hang out other people's dirty laundry. But making yourself look good at somebody else's expense always backfires. One Christian author observes, and I quote, that righteous feeling turns to shame faster than you can walk away, hang up the phone, or hit send. I can't emphasize enough how crucial it is to get control over your tongue. I wish someone had warned me to stop talking and start praying. Some counsel, eh? A lady named Michelle learned her lesson the hard way. She was having lunch with a co-worker at a restaurant one day, and they visited the ladies' room. While they were fixing their hair, they started to talk about people at work who drove them crazy. Immediately, Michelle launched into a diatribe about Beth, a co-worker who had no idea how much trouble she created for the rest of the team. As Michelle prepared to launch into more specifics, a stall door opened, and out walked Beth, flushed and upset. In a split second, what felt like a pressure relief session turned into an embarrassing mess. Beth ran out in tears, and Michelle couldn't take back the words she'd said. Beth never returned to work, and the next day she resigned. While her co-workers openly cheered at what they considered to be good news, Michelle was miserable. She tried to call Beth and even wrote a letter of apology, but there was no response. And what's worse, Michelle is a Christian, and Beth made no such profession. Jesus said, whatsoever you want others to do unto you, do it for them. We call it the golden rule. In other words, treat them the way you want to be treated. Why? Because what goes around comes around, and when it comes to words, they can come back to bite you. So the word for you today is, pray and ask God to help you get control of your tongue.